Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest short podcast from Adept English. Learning how to speak English? We are here to help you take pleasure in your language learning. Shall we do something different today? Shall we do a bit of work on your self-esteem while you're improving your English language by listening? Vocabulary first, as ever. What do we mean by self-esteem? Well, esteem, E-S-T-E-E-M, is one of those English words, and there are so many of these, which are both a noun and a verb. So to esteem something means that you have positive thoughts about it. You have confidence in it. You think it has value. It's worthwhile. And if you use the noun esteem, it's one of those uncountable nouns. It's like a substance, like milk or traffic. So you can say my esteem or some esteem, but you wouldn't say an esteem. So if you put that noun with self in front of it, self-esteem, then the meaning is obvious. Your self-esteem is what you think of yourself. If your self-esteem is high, you feel that mostly you're okay, you're worthwhile, you have value, you like yourself. And if your self-esteem is low, that means the opposite. It means that you have a low opinion of yourself and what you do. So it's much easier to improve and learn confidently if you've got good self-esteem. And that doesn't matter whether it's a language you're trying to learn or anything else. The trouble with self-esteem is that whether or not someone has high self-esteem or low self-esteem usually has little connection with how you actually perform as a person. There are people with very high self-esteem who don't really deserve to have that, and people with very low self-esteem who are thought of highly by other people. So there's little relationship between your self-esteem and how good, how worthy a person you are. And the trouble is, if your self-esteem is low, you can end up affecting whether or not you're successful. Your low self-esteem may mean that you don't expect much of yourself. The little voice inside your head, what you say to yourself, could be very discouraging or very negative. So in the end, you don't expect much of yourself and it affects your performance, or you set limits for yourself so that you're too scared, too frightened to try things because you just expect not to be able to do them. Another problem for people with low self-esteem, even when they've done something really good, really worthy of praise, something they could be proud of, the little voice inside their head says, "Oh, that's nothing. That was easy. Can't be that great. You just did it. Anyone could do that." So, you know, my day job is working as a psychotherapist, and often I'm working with people who are depressed. Their mood is low. They're not happy. And often there is low self-esteem goes with that. Sometimes even people who appear very confident on the outside, very sure of themselves, actually have an internal voice like I've just described, which is very critical, which always says horrible things about you. And it means that whatever the person does, it's never good enough. Well, if that describes you, here's a little piece of advice, something to try. It's a little thing that sometimes I say to people who are struggling with their self-esteem. Try to identify what the little voice inside your head that's negative. What does it say about you? Maybe it says, you're stupid. You're no good. Maybe it's you're lazy or you never succeed at anything. Or maybe it says you're just terrible at learning how to speak English. You're never going to be able to do it. You're never going to be able to do English conversation. All of these phrases are what we call criticism. They're critical phrases. They're negative, likely to be unfair, untrue, or certainly not all of the time. And criticism or critical words, they put down the person to whom they're said. They're not constructive things to say. They aim instead to make the person who receives the criticism feel worse, feel bad about themselves. So if that's what you do, pick a child that you know. Think about a child that you know, ideally someone quite young, perhaps a child of 5, 6, 7 years old. It could be your son, your daughter, your brother or your sister, your niece or your nephew, or just a child that lives near you that you know. And then just imagine all of those horrible things we've talked about that you say to yourself inside your head. Imagine saying those things instead to the small child. So there's the small child standing in front of you, and you say to him or her, you're stupid, or you're no good, or you're lazy, or you're never going to succeed at anything. And learn how to speak English fluently? Well, you're never going to be able to do that. And you can imagine this small child hearing these words, being upset, in tears maybe, running off to cry on their own. Would saying those things to a small child have a good effect? Are you likely to be helping them build their self-esteem? Do you think that that would help them have good self-esteem? Well, I think you know the answer. The answer is probably no. So, why do you think it's okay to say these sorts of things inside your own head to yourself? Do you think that the effect is going to be any different if it's your own self that's on the receiving end? So it's a really good exercise to identify the horrible things that you say to yourself that you don't deserve, that aren't warranted. Yeah, they're not actually what you should be saying. They're not helpful. And you don't need these criticisms. How about a bit of encouragement instead? I think that visualization of actually saying them to a small child is really helpful because it helps you see how damaging, how negative they are. I've got lots more to say about this kind of thing. So if you find this interesting or helpful and you'd like more of this self-development type podcast, then please let us know. Give us feedback. And if you'd like to learn more about how to handle self-criticism more easily when you're learning how to speak English, or just being less self-critical, whatever you're doing, then sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, because Rule 4 talks more about self-esteem and self-criticism, especially in the context of learning something new. But actually, all 7 rules will be really, really helpful to you, whether you're learning how to speak English or any other language. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.